Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Football Friday. You want to do 15 minutes of game day uncensored? Talk a little Dolphins football here?
Yes.
All right. 15 minutes of game day uncensored. Brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So in the USA Today, they have players to watch on the Dolphins in the Seahawks game on Sunday. Number one, of course, Skylar Thompson. Thompson will be the most important player in the absence of Tua Tagovailoa. Without the franchise guy, Thompson will be counted on to beat Mike McDonald's Seahawks. Seattle has allowed just 257 yards passing through its first two games, so Thompson has his work cut out for him. While Thompson didn't throw a pass last season, this isn't his first time filling in for Tua. When the former first-round pick suffered two concussions in 2022, Thompson filled in for him both times. He went 1-2 as a starter, which included Miami's playoff loss to the Bills. Dolphins, as we know, brought in Mike White to back up last year. Thompson's strong offseason and preseason earned him the opportunity to back up Tua once again. That, I don't know if you would say he is the key to victory or not, because that's a lot to put on Skylar Thompson's head, but He's got to at least be able to manage the game in order for them to get out of there with a dub.
Yes, 100%. They can't put the game on his shoulders, Hawk. And it sounds so lame, but he just can't make mistakes. The Seahawks aren't, they're what, I think 26 and 23 points. Like, they're not a crazy great offense. But if he gives them the ball four more possessions, if he starts turning the ball over, that's when they'll get in the game can get ugly. It's Tony Sperano-ish. Let's kick the ball at the end of every series, and let's see what happens in the fourth quarter. That's what I want to see out of Skylar. If Skylar goes out and goes 380 with three passing touchdowns, I would love it. But just don't try to do too much and get us in bad situations defensively.
And all we really need is over 7.5 yards rushing from him, and we'll be happy. Tyreek Hill is next from USA Today. Tyreek Hill is the kind of wide receiver who has a reputation for producing no matter the circumstances, but last week wasn't the same story. A week removed from turning 7 receptions into 130 yards and a touchdown, he tallied only 3 catches for 24 yards against the Bills. For Miami's offense to succeed, he'll need to be more involved than he was last week. Hill is the fire starter for the Dolphins' offense, and with a step back expected under center, a top-tier performance from the all-pro receiver would help take some of the pressure off Skylar Thompson. In Thompson's 3 career starts for Miami, Tyreek Hill has hauled in 21 receptions for 269 yards and no touchdowns. So he does target him an average of 7 times a game when he's starting, so get the ball in his hands.
They need to move Tyreek around so that they can't just lock. Like, the Seahawks can't know exactly where Tyreek is. I want Tyreek running back and forth across the field pre-snap every single time to get that angle and get that leverage. Because to be honest, the Seahawks secondary, I was looking at it today, the Seahawks have like three Pro Bowlers in their secondary. Their secondary ain't no BS. That front seven, not amazing, but that secondary can play.
Well, speaking of secondaries, how about our secondary? USA Today has the next guy that's important. Jalen Ramsey, cornerback Jalen Ramsey is set for one of the most intriguing matchups of the game Sunday. The physical corner will often be lined up across from two-time Pro Bowl receiver Dee Metcalf. Every inch of Ramsey's 6'1", 208-pound frame will be needed against the 6'4 Metcalf. The receiver has track speed and knows how to use his body at the catch point. It's possible Ramsey draws some reps against other receivers, but he's the only player on Miami's roster that has the skill set to slow Metcalf down.
Best matchup of the afternoon.
That's one to keep an eye on, right?
That's potential Hall of Famer against potential Hall of Famer. That's going to be fun. And then this damn Smith and Jigba, too. He had like 12 catches last week. Yep. Like, they got some guys, but yeah, DK versus Ramsey. So I'm going to watch that before I even watch the ball snap.
Those three guys for me are the key. I think Mike McDaniel probably belongs in the conversation as well, because I want to see what kind of game he's going to call. Like, if I feel like I said it after the Buffalo game, I felt like he almost got, I don't want to say scared by the Tua injury, but he was out of sorts and he didn't call the right game after half of the third quarter, and then the entire fourth quarter was odd to me. So I hope he finds his footing.
My Pro Bowl quarterback wasn't doing a damn thing against this defense. Now my backup's in. Seemed like you said, I don't want to say scared either, but I think flustered it seemed. We're like, what do I do now? Because Tua couldn't even get anything on the board. I think they're going to run the ball. I think they're going to try to establish a run. They shouldn't get away from it. Like I just said, Seahawks aren't scoring 40. They're going to be in the mid-20s. That's their offense. So you could run the ball. You can get long drives, 13, 14-play drives. I think that's the way the Dolphins went.
Well, for me, USA Today, those three guys for me, Skylar Thompson, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, those are your keys to victory, and like 3A, 3B to me is Mike McDaniel. You in agreement with that, Solana? I know you've got throat issues, but I know that you do have Game Day Uncensored coming up on Sunday. Would you agree with those three guys?
Yeah, but I disagree with Crowder. Unfortunately, this Dolphins team is not built to win the game up front in the trenches. They're just not. So as much as we would like to think, if it was one game, go out there, pound the ball, run it, and defend and get out of there, unfortunately, they're just not built that way. They're just not. It's not the Packers giving it to Josh Jacobs 42 times and letting him run the ball, and Malik Willis only got to throw it 14 times, complete 12 passes, game manager. Like, they're just not built to do that. And unless there's like massive adjustments, I don't see it. I think Skylar Thompson, it's going to come to a point where he's going to have to quarter one, two, three, and four, make some plays, make some throws, find your targets in order to move the chains. And they can't just win it pounding the ball, because they don't have the players to do that.
Solana, move the chains, but not win the game. Third and four, third and five, play action, quick out to somebody. I got you. I'm talking about, like I said earlier, if they go empty, I don't like that plan. If there's no threat of a run, you're telling me there's five receivers wide.
Yeah, maybe Skylar takes off. It's that over 7.5.
Go get it. No, I'm with they can't lie. They don't even have, we talk about it. They don't have a power run game. But that little quick pitch stuff, those little hand sweeps just to get around the edges, try to, get around the corner, use their speed, all of that stuff. But I just don't want to see Scott. I don't think 14 like Malik Willis, Solana, but I don't want to see 45.
No, I get that.
I want to see mid-20s, 25, 18 for 25, somewhere around there. Some in that range, I think we could win.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.